Good morning, CFC. And I'm glad to be here again in CFC. And I bring greetings from India. I like to say, me and my wife, Beulah, pray for CFC almost every day. And when we hear the news that David had struck, pastors from 25 states of India joined together on a Zoom call and prayed for him. And praise God that he's doing good now. Pastor Dale is doing an amazing job of taking you to the book of Acts and explaining you the missionary journeys of St. Paul. And I have made hundreds of mission trips to most difficult parts of India. And I want to explain those things. And before that, I want to tell you God loves you. God loves everyone. If we understand the love of God thoroughly, along with Paul, we can say that nothing we face in our life can separate us from the love of Christ. You know, when I go to different parts of northern India, you know, people, believers, new believers, when they face problems, difficulties, they're turning away from Christ. But I tell them, God loves you. And if you understand really the love of God, those things that separates you from the love of Christ won't do anything for you. You will stay back. You know, when we read Romans 8, 35 to 39, we can see all kinds of troubles that Paul's talking about. And Paul really understood the love of Christ. There's a reason he's saying, nothing can separate me from the love of Christ. He's explaining what is God's love. God's, in Romans, one of the clearest passage in the New Testament on God's love is Romans 5, 6 to 8. Here it says, when we utterly helpless, Christ came at just the right time and died for us, for sinners. We were sinners. We were enemies of God. We were not having any right to stand before God. But because of his great love, because of his unfavored love, unmerited favor of God, we have become the children of God. In his place, he took our place. He died for us. And through his blood, we have been washed and we have become the children of God. Verse 7 says, most of the people would be willing to die for an upright person. Though someone might perhaps be willing to die for a person who is especially good. But God showed his great love for us by sending Christ to die for us, while we're still sinners. I tell the people, believers in India, you face so many things in your life. So many religions demand so many things. But you need to understand, Jesus loves you so much. He showed unmerited favor of love on you. You know, when you see the second thing, God's love is unconditional. Romans 5, 7 to 8, it says, now most people would be willing to die for an upright person, though someone might perhaps be willing to die for a person who is specially good. But God showed his great love for us by sending Christ to die for us while we were still sinners. He loved us. You know, I was a person used to walk on my knees and carry idols on my hand. Those things did not save my life. But when I understood the love of Christ, when I gave my life to Christ, I really understood how much Jesus loves me. His love is unconditional. I want to say that whatever situation you may be facing in your life, we want to remember one thing. His love is unconditional. You know, in India, so many religions demand so many things. But when they come to Christ, they enjoy the love of Christ because there is no demand. God gave his life for everyone. When we see the third thing, God's love is great. When we read Ephesians chapter 2, 1 to 5, once we were dead because of disobedience and your many sins, you used to live in sin just like the rest of the world, obeying the devil, the commander of the powers in the unseen world. He is the spirit at work in the hearts of those who refuse to obey God. All of us used to live that way, following the passionate desires an inclination of our sinful nature. By every nature, we were subject to God's anger just like everyone else. But God is rich in mercy. And he loved us so much. God is rich in mercy. You know, in India, there's so many people are rich, so many people are poor. When I meet the poor believers, I tell them, you don't look at the person who is rich, who lives nearby you. He may be having a good education. He may be having a car. He may be having a bungalow, everything. But you should remember one thing. Though they have everything, they are dead. They don't have life. But you don't have anything. You are living in a small place. You don't have food to eat. But you must remember one thing. You are alive. You are alive in Christ. You have a life. You know, those things, those words of encouragement, when they hear, they stay back and they love Christ. You know, his love is so great. Fourth thing we see, God's love is infinite, is endless, is immeasurable. Human love fails. You know, one of our best friend, we can share everything with him. We can love him so much. When something happened between us, his love fails. That's the reason I tell the people, they face a lot of things. People, the worldly people may come and say to them, we love you. But when situation changes, they will turn away. But God's love, it lasts forever. It never changes. That's the reason Paul prays here. I pray that from his glorious, unlimited resources, he will empower you with inner strength through the Spirit. Then Christ will make his home in your hearts as you trust in him. Your roots will grow down into God's love and keep you strong. And you may be empowered to understand all God's people should. How wide, how long, how deep, how high and how deep is God's love. You know, we may understand when we face different kinds of troubles in our life, God's love is long, it's wide, it's high, so deep. I tell the people, the believers and pastors in India, when you face troubles in your life, persecution life, you must understand God's love is so wide, God's love is so high, God's love is so long. So you may not to be afraid of anything in your life. He will sustain. He has promised us, though there are problems, difficulties in your life, he has promised us he will never leave you. He will never forsake you. He has promised us, until this end of the earth, I am with you. I have faced so many troubles in my life. Even many times, I could not feel the presence of God. I even asked questions, Lord, are you with me? But again and again, Bible verses reminded me that I am with you till the end of the world. I will never forsake you. I will never leave you. Those words encouraged me to stay back in the ministry and training people and going on mission trips. God's love is infinite. Now, God's love is sacrificial. It's a famous word in the Bible, John 3:16. For this is how God loved the world. He gave his one and only Son, so that everyone who believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life. God's love is sacrificial. You know, there are hundreds in villages in India, millions of people in India still need to know the love of God. God doesn't want anyone to be perished. That's the reason people raises his people to tell the gospel to the unreached world, to the nook and corners of the villages of India. You know, Paul understood this love. That's the reason Paul says in Romans 8:35-39, nothing can separate us from the love of God. His circumstances, situations cannot separate us from the love of God. You know, in India, pastors and believers, they face a lot of struggles, persecutions. I tell them one thing. If you thoroughly understand the love of God, those difficulties, those famine that you face in your life, those persecutions that you face in life cannot separate you from the love of God. You will not stop telling the gospel to the people because you have understood the love of Christ. You know, when I took my first mission trip to Ladakh, a very high altitude place in India, there's China border. When I went there, it was freezing, minus 20 degrees. I didn't have warm clothes to wear. I didn't have proper food to eat. When I was going to that place, One whispering voice came to my ear, Justin, Abraham, why you want to go there? You know, this wind is blowing, and I can't tolerate that. It's so cold. I'm not used to that. The place where I come from, it's very hot, southern India. I have traveled 3 days away from my family, my hometown. I have never experienced such kind of weather in my life. It was freezing. I can't tolerate it. This whispering in my ear, why you want to go there? Go to that village. But Paul's statement reminded me again and again. This weather, this condition cannot separate you from the love of God. You will not stop telling the people about Christ. You will not go back. You know, this was an encouragement to me. I went to that village. You know, when you see that village, this is very remote village. No electricity, no hospitals, no schools. If they want to get a matchbox, they need to travel 200 miles to get a matchbox. Now, I told the people that I want to show a movie. They never heard about a movie in their life. They didn't know what is movie. And I was to tell people that in the evening, in the night, I am showing Jesus movie, please come. I went to house. You know, since it's freezing, people don't take bath. It stinks, stinging. I can't approach people. I was closing my nose. You know, I went to a house. One lady was giving a water. She was bringing a glass of water. Her finger, it was very dirty. The dirty water was falling into the water. There were two guys with me. They told me that we cannot drink that water. If you drink, we may become sick. I told them that if you don't drink that water, we cannot sit and talk to that lady. It's their custom, their culture. We drank that water and we invited her to see the movie there. You know, in the evening time, I was showing the movie. I was shivering like anything because I didn't have warm clothes. It is freezing. People are sitting, about 1,000, all in their village came there to watch that movie. They watched the movie. You know, after the movie, nobody is going home. They're coming to me and telling me, please tell me about Jesus more. Pray for me. You know, after that, I heard that I was the first missionary to go to that village. Nobody has ever gone. Now, when you see that village, go to that village, you can see there is a church in that village. There are believers in that village. You know? I did not respond to the voice which was telling to me, Justin, why you want to go back? Go to that village. But I listened to God's word. Paul's statement that nothing can separate me from the love of God. I listened to the voice and went there. Now we can see a result in that village. You know, whatever we do, whatever we face in our life, but we stay on in God's love. We listen to God's word. We can do so many things for the kingdom of God. You know, the training has made a great impact in the lives of so many people. Since 2014, David is coming to India and training the people there. And I am trained by David. So many pastors are trained by David. But we never sit idle. We go everywhere and train others. In 2019, when David came, we trained a person called Manalal. His name is Manalal. You know, he went village to village. He didn't have food to eat. He didn't have proper clothes to wear. He didn't have a place to stay. Even he told me that many times I didn't have proper water to drink. But I never stopped. I faced persecution in my life. I never stopped. I went on village after village telling people about Christ and training people. You know, one day he went to a place called Dungarpur. He's Lakshman Lal. Dungarpur, he met this person. He's blind. He's a blind man. You know, when he went, he was sharing the gospel with this man. This man told, my father is a demon-possessed man. I don't know how many demons are ruling him. He told me that whoever goes on our street, he throw stone at them. Whenever I sit to eat, he eat my head, throw my plate. We are living in a horrible life. Our life is hell. We spend all our money for his treatment. We went hospital to hospital. Which doctors? No relief. He said, if your Jesus heals him and delivers him, I will commit my life to Christ. Not only that, I will serve him. You know, this Manalal, Pastor Manalal, prayed for his father. First day, no relief. Second day, no relief. Even third day, no relief. Fourth day, Manalal did not give up. He went to that place continuously for 10 days. On the 10th day, when he was praying, God delivered this person, demon-possessed person. When Lakshman Lal saw this, he cried and knelt before Manalal and accepted Jesus Christ as his personal savior. The entire family came to Christ. And Lakshman Lal was going to Manalal's place for worship. But during the COVID time, they could not go. And he was not able to read the Bible. He got an audio Bible somewhere. And he started to listen to the audio Bible every day. And he thought, now he memorized so many Bible verses. And he thought, I will start a Bible study group in my home. He started inviting people. People started coming there. So many sick people who came there was healed. So many demon-possessed people who came there was delivered. Prayer group was started. Now it increased day by day, day by day. When I went last month to that place, I saw 300 people are worshiping the living God. You know, this blind man led 300 people to Christ. This blind man. And I asked him, how do you eat your food? What is your living? He showed me a small grocery shop. This is his grocery shop. It's not Walmart. It's not Costco. A small grocery shop in his kitchen. They sleep in that kitchen. They cook in that kitchen. They have the grocery shop in this kitchen. You know, I asked him how much you learn in a month. He told me that less than $50. He told me that we don't have food to eat many times. We don't have a nice place to stay. He told me that, but those things cannot stop me telling people about Christ. I am ready to... He told me that I am willing to die for Christ. He's a blind man. Blind man can do so much, you know. God has given us eyes. We can do more than that. God is giving us strength. Not only that, he stays in one place. He has started Bible study group in 10 other villages. I ask him, how do you go? Somebody comes from motorbike, I sit on them. I just travel. I travel to every places. He traveled to 10 places. And he has Bible study groups in places, 10 places. You know, our training is making a great impact on the lives of people. People whom we have trained are not in sitting idle. They are going every place to place and training others. Through this training, there are great impact in the lives of so many pastors. One pastor in Himachal Pradesh, he told me that he was so arrogant. He was speaking condemnation on people. He was telling people, if you don't give tithe, God will kill you. If you don't come to church, God will punish you. But he told me that when I came to the training, I understood what is the difference between law and grace. You know, when I visited his church, he was speaking to the people politely. He was loving them. He told me that that training impacted my personal life. He was not respecting his wife. He was not serving his wife. And in the training, they would teach about marriages. You know, he was so polite with his wife. I saw he was cooking in his kitchen, which he never did before. You know, his life is entirely changed. The training has made a great impact in the lives of so many pastors in India. You know, we trained a illiterate lady called Lakshmi. She don't know how to read and write. She came to her training. You know, after the training, she did not sit in one place. She went village after village telling people about Jesus. She was happened to go to a village where she met a man. His name is Vikram, demon possessed. He runs to commit suicide. He hit his head on the wall and he bleeds. She went and prayed for him. No relief in the first day. She did not give up. She went continuous to him, prayed for him. You know, he got delivered. And he also came to our training. And he went back and started the church. You know, now you see 500 people come to his church every Sunday. You know, all their people are from Hindu backgrounds. You know, nobody knows about Lakshmi, but people know about Pastor Vikram. You know, the training is making so much impact on so many lives. You know, we are also providing sowing missions. This feature you see, this is the house of Pastor Lakshman Lal. We went there and prayed for him. His wife is making chapati here. This is the same place they have a grocery shop also. You know, we also provide sowing mission to the ladies. You know, I want to thank you that through the help of CFC, we were able to provide 40 sewing mission to the ladies. They wear the stitched cloth. And I went to house, I met a lady, her name is Meena. She told me that we do not have proper food to eat. I don't have money to pay my children's school fees. I told her that we will give you a sewing mission. With that mission, she started a small shop. You know, there, people started to come for stitching. You know, she told me that it is not a place of teaching, not only a place of teaching, it's a place of telling the gospel, reaching out the people. You know, she started a small prayer group in that place. You know, now this prayer group has increased. Now she has 5 more prayer groups, all started because of the tailoring center. Because of the tailoring center she has started. And we also, you know, started 70, we also gave out 75 sewing mission to the ladies. You know, there are 25 tailoring centers in the state of Rajasthan. You know, through this center, they were able to start more than 100 Bible study groups. More than 100 Bible study groups where 10 to 15 people come. Even in one Bible study groups, there are 100 people come to learn the word of God. You know, the training is making a great impact in the lives of so many people. So, in India, we face so much of persecution. You know, 7-8 states of India, the anti-conversion law is imposed. We cannot preach the gospel. During the Christmas, the good time to preach the gospel. But this time, they could not preach the gospel. They could not have any meetings. You know, one person in the state, one person preaches Christ, they will catch you and put you in jail. You cannot come up from jail for all your life. You cannot get bail. It's very difficult. You cannot see name boards on churches. It's difficult to put name boards on churches. It's very hard. But I know one of my friend who is in southern India. He was conducting worship service. During the service, 10 people came in and attacked him, break his head, and broke everything, the PA system, and the chairs, everything. There was in the church. And warned him that if you conduct worship service again in this place, we will kill you. And he told me that I was afraid. But later I thought, Paul went to place even after facing all the difficulties, all the persecution in life. Paul is saying, these things cannot separate me from the love of Christ. These things cannot stop me by telling people about Christ. So I am not afraid of their warning. He went and started a church nearby and is having a church. I want to say that we are in India facing so many persecutions in our lives. There are hundreds of villages, millions of people still need to know the love of Christ. I went to a place in Himachal Pradesh. 80% of that village people are educated. You know, there are 10 government officials in that village. But nobody has heard the name of Jesus there. You know, there is a temple. They sacrifice animal every day. Every day. People are educated, but they are blind in their minds. They are blind. So many people are educated. There's no missionary, there's no church. I asked one of my missionary to go there and tell people about Christ. He went there. He went and met people. No, he was not discouraged because he told me that even I don't get any result, I will not stop going there. He traveled 100 miles from his place to go to the place on a motorbike. He went again and again and again. Finally, he got one person. One person committed his life to Christ. And that Rajesh, Pastor Rajesh, he told me that through this one person, I will reach the entire village for Christ. You know, because our training has made a great impact in the lives of so many peoples. So many people's life have been changed since 2014. I was a person, I didn't know how to study the Bible. You know, even I studied in a Bible college, I didn't know how to prepare a message, how to do a Bible study. But when David came, he taught me about soap. You know, soap is one of the effective method that we are using to teach people, you know, to train people. You know, in northern India, pastors don't get chance to go to Bible college. They don't afford to go. But 3 days training where they study about the soap and marriages and how to make the gospel clear. You know, people tell the people, pastors tell people about the gospel, but gospel was not clear. But through this training, they got the great idea how to share the, how to clear the gospel. You know, our pastors were speaking condemnation on people. You know, they were talking punishment about people. But when they understood the difference between law and grace, you know, now they are easily tell people about Christ. You know, there is a place called Rajasthan. One of my friend, Balavant, he was showing Jesus with him. And some of the opposite people came and attacked him. You know, he was bleeding from his blood. He went to the unconscious. He was in the hospital for 10 days. You know, the place where he shed his blood, 25,000 people gather every Christmas to study the word, to worship the living God. You know, whatever we spend, invest for the kingdom of God, it will never go in vain. That's the reason Paul says, even after facing all the tribulations, all the difficulties in his life, he's saying, nothing can separate me from the love of Christ. You know, I have faced so many struggles in my life. Many times I didn't have food to eat. You know, I am from southern India. Came to northern India 3,000 miles away. I wanted to meet my parents. I wanted to meet my younger sister. She was 2 years old when I left my home. I love her. But I did not go back to my home because I didn't have $20 to buy my ticket. I didn't meet my parents for 5 years. My brother, younger brother, I didn't meet him for 10 years because I could not travel to my home because I didn't have anything. But I praise God. I am so happy. Wherever I went, wherever I took my mission trips, everywhere you can see the believers, you can see the churches. And we have trained more than 12,000 people now. They are going and training others. So I am happy with that one thing, that Whatever I faced in my life, it resulted in a great harvest. So many people are coming to Christ almost every day. You know, in northern India, if you go to some places, they worship under the tree. You know, I know one place in Rajasthan, they are worshiping under a hut. It was about to fall down. It can fall down any time. But they are sitting under that roof and worshiping the living God. I have all those pictures. It's not here. But one thing I know, that they have a passion for Christ. You know, all this happened because of our training. The training has made a great impact on the lives of so many people. We also provide Bibles. I went to a village and I was giving out Bibles. One lady rushed to us, came to us, and she told me that, I need a Bible. And I asked, do you know how to read and write? She told me that, I am illiterate, I cannot read. But I will go back my home, I will tell my grandchild to read it out to me. You know, she had her grandchild reading the Bible every day. She memorized the Bible verses. She's 70 years old. She started a Bible study group in her home. With 20 people are coming to attend the Bible study group. You know, we are doing so much in India through your prayers and through your support. And we also, our main focus is on training people. I strongly believe if you train a pastor in India, he will not sit quiet. If you train a lady in India, she will not sit quiet. They will go out and train others. I have seen with my own eyes. Every day in my WhatsApp, I get messages. I got pictures that we have trained this many people. We have trained this many people. There is a prayer group. There is a Bible study group. Every day I get the message. So I strongly believe if you train people, they will not sit quiet. They will pass the training to others. So now we are in desperate need of a training center in India, because we cannot have a training program in other rendered places. It's not safe. The attackers may come and attack anytime. We are not safe. So we need to have a training center, one in northern India, one in southern India. Will you pray with me for a training center? Will you pray with me for the ladies who are running the Bible study groups? You know, they are having tailoring centers. Through that tailoring center, they are reaching out people. You know, pastors in India are facing so many persecutions. In India, men cannot attack a lady so easily. So what we are doing nowadays we are training ladies more. Because people won't attack ladies so easily. So what we are doing, we are calling out ladies and training them. Now whenever pastor is not there, the ladies are able to run the Bible study group, run the worship. You know, we went to a slum. In the slum, we gave a sewing machine. And she started a small shop there. People used to come there for stitching the clothes. She started sharing the gospel with them. You know, one by one, it increased. She got 30 people in her Bible study group. She sent three ladies from that group for our training. They came to our training. Our training is not for a long time. It's only for 3 days. You know, they got the training. They went back. These ladies went back and started 10 more groups in their villages. So that's what I want to say. Training is making a great impact in the lives of so many people. I strongly believe in training people. That's the reason we need training centers, where we can train children, where we can train youths, where we can train men and women. So the training will continually go on. Will you pray with me for the pastors in India, the pastors, churches who are facing persecutions? Will you pray with me? We need more Bibles. We need a training. We need 2 training centers. We need sewing missions. And God has loved us with his unconditional love. How we want to respond to his love? When we serve others, when we give to others, When we pray for others, this is the response that we give to God. We not only hearers of the word of God, we also the doers of the word of God. That's what Jesus expects from us. So let's bow down our heads and pray to the Lord for all the good things that he has given to our life. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we want to pray for our brothers and sisters in India, those who are going through persecutions, difficult times, struggles in their life. Bless them, O Lord, so that they understand nothing can separate them from the love of Christ. We pray for the training center, O God. We desperately need a training center in India so that we can train children, youths, men and women. We want to have a safe place, O God. We are facing so many persecution in India. Father, help us so that we can overcome all the difficulties and go forward. We want to thank you for CFC, their support, their prayers. Their prayers and support are making a great impact, O God. Bless CFC. Father, we want to pray for the tailoring centers that ladies are running. Through this training center, so many people are hearing the gospel. So many people are being trained. And they are going and training others, O God. Bless the ladies, O Father. We want to be faithful stewards for your kingdom, O Lord. We want to see your kingdom be established in nook and corners of the India. There are hundreds and millions of people still need to know the Lord. Lord, prepare hearts, Lord. Raise up young people so that they can go out to the different fields and tell you about Jesus. Father, help us. Give us your grace. Give us your wisdom. There are difficulties in our life. There are bad situations in our life. But those situations cannot stop us telling Jesus about to others, O God. Give us your strength, your power. Thank you for hearing our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you so much. God bless you.